Hang on. I'm hacking their interface now, boss.
How much do clothes cost in the Matrix?
What, clothes?
Y'all watch Grandma's Boy?
Yes.
It's such a good movie.
Such a good movie.
It is a pinnacle of cinematic achievement.
Yeah. I
want to tell you guys a story. I used to work at Ubisoft, right? And it's not like the movie. They've gotten rules and regulations into play. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's the same thing. Like, there's like video game nerd shit all around. And I think like there was waves of hiring for like new launches of games and mm-hmm. stuff. And this dude's first day, he walks in with a trench coat, like the guy from Grandma's Boy.
Why?
And me being me, because I didn't care about that job. It kind of sucked. Mm-hmm. And I quit to give up my insurance and health to sell t-shirts and make dope shit. Mm-hmm.
Dope shit.
I walked by him, and this is like the third day he's worn it in a row. Oh, I thought it was like a joke, like, haha, I'm the dude from Grandma's yeah. Boy. And then I walked by, I was like, I am a robot. And he didn't flinch.
Oh, shit.
I don't think he's ever seen Grandma.
Yeah, he's not doing Grandma's Boy.
No, he was just a trench coat guy.
Yeah, I quit after that.
He was actual...
He's doing...
No, dude, after you do that, you have to quit. It was the only way.
He's doing, like, straight up Columbine.
Whoa.
Like, it was weird.
That sounds really bad.
Sin on my face. I fucking love that comedy film.
Time to get the fuck out.
He didn't get the memo that's... That's
fucking funny. Jonah Hill's in that movie. He's big as fuck. He's bigger than me.
Yeah.
But he gets a suck on titties.
The oh guy's my just God, like, that's right.
You remember that?
Oh, man.
And the guy's just like.
I've got to check it out.
Hold on.
I was remembering.
Bale and I haven't seen this film. Could you recite every line?
I know what we are watching soon.
We could record ourselves reacting to Grandma's Boy.
Do you a live watch?
You know what our listeners want. Our listeners want us to live react to Grandma's Boy.
Holy shit.
I'm reading their minds right now. They're sending me emails in my brain.
I'm going to say this.
They're responding live to the podcast we're recording.
That will be released in 2 weeks.
No antics. No, you know, a classy intro that's going to segue into the topic, and then you're going to hear a nice little metal song over it. We're starting now, boys. If you guys want to see us either live stream on Twitch or do a podcast reacting video, I don't know. We'll do this. Live stream on Twitch. I'll bring all the boys over. We'll find whoever's got the best TV. We're going to watch fucking Grandma's Boy. Mm. And we're going to... watch your 2 reaction.
Done.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say, if you want this to happen, like, you know, leave us a comment or message.
Have, like,
no, fuck that. It's happening.
Like
it's
a low threshold for the giggle factor, too.
I want to see that so much. I just want to watch Bailey react to this movie.
This is classic.
You haven't seen
like,
it, though.
No, I haven't, 2000s. But I'm not going to be watching the movie. I'm going to be like,
it's honestly like
in and out of theaters comedy.
In stoner movies, mm-hmm. it's right up there with Don't Be a Menace. South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. It's one of those pinnacles where like no matter what you think about stoner movies, you have to watch it.
Like
especially like video games.
Yeah.
Because like this is like also in the pinnacle of like Xbox and shit. There's Halo stuff, Lord, you know, Tomb Raider shit everywhere in the movie. It's fucking great. It's gonna take you back. It's like before fucking G4 TV actually had the balls to go on air.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That era.
G4 Tech.
Well, like people were still watching cheats and like learning shit. That era of G4.
I remember that era. That was weird.
Yeah, and then they kept doing it. We're like, we have the fucking internet.
It's like, yeah, we know what the internet is, guys. Sorry.
Like, we can just look this shit up on the forums. You're
game
like,
fact.
Do you want to know how to save your game? Press start. After these messages. And there goes the fucking commercial. But you fucking know what, boys? G4 TV failed. It failed miserably. You want to know why? Because they failed. Fail. F-A-I-L.
Are you? Hang on. Are you attempting
to
segue?
Fucking, I'm on two wheels, buddy.
That's
hauling ass down the road.
You are attempting to segue into today's topic, which is failure. That was the worst segue I have ever
heard. I'm Tony Hawk on a Segway, bud.
From your failure in doing a Segway, we have learned how to do Segways better.
You know what, though, Brandon?
That's the topic.
You made an outline.
You gave us homework,
that
bud.
That looks like exactly what we call for. You know, it says right here. You wrote it. Dude, banter. That seemed like banter to me.
That was banter. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to check this off. Fucking check the shit.
So
I'm happy that we're talking about
homework. I'm appreciating Brandon's like folly effort of trying to get the paper as close to the mic as he can so he can.
I hope we got that.
I got it. I checked it off. It's checked off. By the way, this entire podcast is scripted. I wrote a script.
This is
everything we're saying.
It's not scripted.
It's
we've been
reciting the last couple weeks.
It's scripted. Yeah.
You ever been at like a field trip and they're just like, "This is what you could do, but you don't have to." It's kind of like that.
Yeah, well, it's like a, you know.
It's a very good PowerPoint.
Well, it's a PowerPoint outline, but it's still like, hey, you know, make organic banter.
Fuck organic banter. Today, we're getting straight to the fucking point.
Let's get straight to the fucking failure.
Failing to talk about failing.
You guys are all failure.
But real quick.
Everybody's a fucking failure.
Real quick, for those who may be new, go back and listen to some episodes.
We've only got a handful, adventurer.
Look, we don't.
You got in a well.
You're your own person. You have your own preferences and interests, and we understand that. But we have a good podcast, and you should listen to the rest of our episodes. This is episode 5. We got 4 other episodes. Maybe 5 if you consider some of our non-episodes to be episodes.
Yeah, we're at episode 5. This is 6.
This is 5. Oh, is this 6?
Yeah.
We failed already.
We don't know how to count.
Because iTunes and Spotify has a weird thing where you can't put like episode 4, part 2.
Yeah.
It's just episode
That's
5.
What
so
it
we're,
is.
On, we're at episode 6.
Well, our title has it as 4-1, 4-2.
No. They don't allow you to put numbers in it. Yeah.
Well, this is just the next episode.
To us, it is 4-1 and
anyway.
4-2.
Okay, let's cut in here. So here's the deal. This is a topic that needs to be said because... Everyone in the gunpla community. Look, I can't even English. Everyone in the gunpla community.
He did it again.
Everyone in the model kit community has
scale
experienced.
Models.
If you're in the scale model community, you're going to experience some failure at some point. Let's do some introductions. I'm Brandon. I'm following
did
the
you script. Just like sniff the whole mic? good. Tastes like my mouth spit.
Tino,
who's
Tino,
next?
Could you
who's
describe
next?
That? Describe the scent real quick.
Yeah, what does your microphone smell like?
What does it smell like? Smells like.
This is so weird for the person listening to it, man.
He did it.
Welcome just to see Joel's reaction.
The Cutting Mat ASMR sniffing podcast.
What only Joel has
I'm the only one with
earphones right
and
now.
And
so
I just
he's
hear
headphones.
Tino just
he's the only one
me.
Getting, I don't know.
What do I smell like, Tino?
Air,
good God.
I'm not air warped.
We have achieved a new level of professionalism
anyway,
in the Cutting Mat podcast today.
Who are you, Tino?
We'll probably be better pod mates once we get our earphones.
I'm Tino. Also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet.
Amazing. Who do you have to your left?
In front. I'm Bailey. Kamau _ Zeta. Anywhere that matters.
Yep.
And who's the one that's getting messed up with the earphones and all the weird noises that were...
Oh, see, now I've been violated by 2 members of the podcast.
We're just pumping all the sound directly into his ears.
Oh,
right
man.
Now.
I'm Joel. I'll go everyone online as True Gunpla and TrueGunpla.com. And to my right,
hey,
it's Brandon,
who
hasn't sniffed me yet through their microphone.
Technically, I haven't. I'm saving it until an opportune time.
That makes sense. I'm waiting.
When I do, you will...
Smart surprise!
Fucking damn it, buddy.
See that coming? You didn't see that coming? That was fantastic. Beautiful. Anyway, I use Mecha Genre. I operate MechaGenre.com, a website that has tutorials and reviews for Gundam and other types of model kits. And this episode, as we mentioned earlier, is about failure. And I thought this episode needed to be made because I think that a lot of people in life and in model making are kind of afraid or nervous about failure. You know, like you try something, it doesn't work, you feel discouraged, maybe you get burnt out, maybe you walk away from the hobby sometimes, and sometimes that's okay. But when you're discouraged about a failure, maybe you can change the way you think about it, learn something from it, and become a better modeler.
That's true.
As a result.
Almost always going to be a learning opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you want to make out? What are we doing here, bud?
Blah.
But... No, for real. I see a lot in like live videos and just chatting with people on Instagram, a lot of people are extremely nervous about trying new things because they mm-hmm. assume that if they fail, people online are going to be like, oh my God, you didn't do that good, or, you know, whatever the case yep. is.
That's the whole point behind do it badly. If you set out to do something badly, even if you do it badly, you've succeeded. Even if you fail, you still succeed. Exactly. So let's think about it that way. Yeah, you've done it. You set out, you did what you set out to do. You went and tried something new. You did it badly. You did it, right? Doing it is the important part. So that's kind of the way that it's helpful to think of things like that.
In addition to that, you've done it by just dint of experience and how experience tends to work. You're pretty much assured that you're going to do it better.
Yep.
The next time you do it. You know what you did wrong.
You know.
Mm-hmm. It's that Adventure Time quote.
What?
Yep. Adventure Time quote.
The first step of getting good at something is sucking at something.
Something
that's close enough. That's close enough.
Did Jake say
that's
that?
Literally
Jake the Duck. Sucking at something is the first step to being kind of good at something.
Yeah,
there it is.
That's good. That's a good quote.
Jake the dog.
Why? So here's the thing. Jake the dog.
Jake the dog.
Jake the dog.
I'm from New York now.
He's a Brooklyn dog. That's the worst person I've ever done.
That was a
done.
Failure
Jesus.
In a joke
wow.
landing,
I'm
folks.
Going to. Sorry, I'm going to voice actor hell. It's going to be a.
Oh boy.
It's going to be a loud but cacophonous place. Okay, oh. I got a couple of notes on this script here. That here's the thing. I want to talk about like why are people afraid of failure? Like, what about society makes it so that people feel like they can't fail, and then like they carry that thing into their hobby. And the reason is because of how we use failure. So I got a couple of definitions here. On Wikipedia, failure is defined as the state or condition of not meeting a desirable or intended objective and may be viewed as the opposite of success.
That sounds like
failure.
Definition.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
okay,
definition.
Check this out. This is my favorite because it's awful. Webster's Dictionary defines failure as a lack of success, a falling short, deterioration and decay.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's like a Cannibal Corpse song.
That escalated.
Deterioration and decay.
That escalated.
That got dark.
Yeah. Deterioration and decay. So first, let me be the first one to say, fuck Webster's.
Yeah,
because those definitions fucking suck.
Well, I mean,
that was a failure in defining.
You have to take into account Webster is, you know, a closed system.
Yep.
And, you know, whereas Wikipedia would be something open to... public comment.
Yep.
I think they went with that because it's not just like the thought of, oh, I'm gonna fail at something. It's like the different types of failure that go into like that bridge is failing. Like it's falling,
part,
it's decaying.
Part is failing. Like exactly. If you're like building a model kit, maybe some of your parts break, like, oh, that part failed.
Yeah. Well, let's say that, but that's the thing is there's different types of failure that adequate into different things in the hobby. You may not stop fail at like, oh, my top coat's orange.
Mm-hmm.
My top coat's orange. Oh, what the fuck?
What?
My top coat's orange peeling
it's
or something like
Mars
that.
Dust.
That's like an execution.
Yeah.
Fucking Excalibur.
What has happened? What is
I can't
happening?
Say some words.
This is
gun,
the best.
Gunplug.
You mean what's on the outline? Execution.
I couldn't say
execute it.
I couldn't say gunplug.
Some sweet gunplays you got here, folks.
Oh,
whoa. Whoa, I'm coming out strong, buddy.
Oh, get it.
I watched
Shots
the video.
Fired.
Got your gunplays.
I watched the video, bud.
Gunplays.
Gunpla. Mm.
So I feel like failure is kind of hard to talk about because of what we go through in our lives leading up to a point where we're like, well, failing's not bad.
Mm.
Yep.
But you tend to be older when you reach that.
Yeah.
When you reach that revelation.
It comes with times and experience.
It comes with,
it comes
maturity,
with and maturity. There you go.
That's
so I'm not specifically blaming schools.
I am.
That escalated.
No, it's just like education. My
shots
fired.
Tino,
no.
You ever got an E on a test? That's a bit weird, isn't it? You ever think about maybe why they don't do that?
E is for everyone. No,
I
just like
on my
most
last
of
test, Tino.
Most of my failures I experienced in school, and that's where it counted the most, and that's where it kind of drilled into my head avoid failure at all costs.
Certainly the school environment, you know, primary education and secondary is where failure is the most salient when you're comparing to your classmates or thinking about what the teacher considers about you, all that stuff.
And it's easy for kids and people in general to become discouraged in the face of that. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I'm not specifically taking pot shots in that particular direction. I'm just saying, like, that's my personal thing.
See,
That's fair, though.
That's correct.
To touch on school, I failed math class in high school. I graduated solely for the reason that my math teacher was cool and understand that I was playing shows in a band the night before. Mm-hmm. During that time, me failing math was like such a big problem for me. Now I realize I didn't learn jack shit from that. Mm-hmm. And I should have been worrying more about like the graphic design class that I was in and other shit like that and like life skills that where I was distracted by this failure that really in the short run didn't mean shit. And in the long run, I lost sight of other things that would have helped me out. Now,
that's just the thing. You put a lot of weight onto something that doesn't matter and it drags you down.
It drags everything else down because I mean, you can't just save certain things when you're sinking. Everything's going down, bud.
Yep. You guys are delving dangerously into academic territory in my research area. No.
But dear listeners, I think Bailey is Bailey's literally a nerd.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the overall idea that you were getting at, Tino, is valid, and I think your experience you talked about, Joel, in the sense that, you know, you got that grade, but the general sense is the school system kind of failed you.
Yeah, I went to public school.
And talking about
really
failure, the discussion you had, like Tino, they emphasize this failure or this fear that you should have of failure.
Yeah,
which is a terrible motivator.
Yeah.
You know,
sucks.
Encouraging learning and encouraging development in kids. Fortunately, that seems to have changed. I just went to a graduation this week, 8th grade, and one of the speakers, she's like the assistant principal, one of the things she said is to not be afraid to make mistakes, you know, and that is, I don't think that's something I heard, and I don't think that's something...
I wish I heard that.
Yeah, exactly, but that's something that is they're hearing now, and it's to the benefit of the students, because as part of our discussion today, failure is part of the learning process.
It is an option.
On Gumpla Network, I think it was Gumpla Network. It was one of the Facebook groups. Or it's a gun, I'm one of those. Mm-hmm. Someone posted, hey, I'm new to the hobby. Like, you have any tips? And everyone, for the most part, was like, avoid real grades. They're really a lot of details. And, you know, some people were like, you know, tools over kits, that thing. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of comments that I saw that were like, I mean, it's pretty much just do it badly summed up. Yep. But they were saying, don't be afraid to fail at something. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to just try it and completely mess it. Because at the end of the day, you're just going to mess up like a $20 piece of plastic.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right? You can always try again with the same kit or a little bit differently. Like, you can change your strategy, right? Like, is your failure a failure of execution? Do you know what you're trying to accomplish, but you're not quite able to do it because your skills aren't there? Are we looking at a failure of strategy? Like, are you trying to do something, but you aren't quite sure how to do it, so you set about it incorrectly?
Mm-hmm.
Or there's actually another level of failure that doesn't actually apply to Gumpla. There's the failure of vision. And that is basically your concept was flawed. Like, if you set out to do something and it's the wrong thing to do, but there is no wrong thing. Like, if you're doing like an art hobby, there's your concept is your concept.
That's a very big part of Gumpla.
Yeah.
That's a very big part of it, man. Almost every build I do has a vision. And if I fail at it, I get upset temporarily.
Right.
That always happens.
But that's the thing. You set out with a vision. If you don't accomplish your vision, that's a failure of execution, not a failure of vision. Because the vision is this pure concept that you can't fail.
Because vision is a subjective, you know, it's a subjective concept. So
yeah, fully conceptual.
We certainly set out with a vision. You know, most builders set out to do it. I agree. If you don't accomplish your own vision, that is a sense of failure. But I think the line gets cut there because if you accomplish your vision, but in the eyes of others, you know, they might judge it negatively or so. That doesn't really matter because, like I said, it's a subjective concept.
Because you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of the hobby. Now, some of the real stress comes in here, though, when you fail at school, you know, that's normal. Many humans fail at school.
And do well in life anyway.
Right, and they do well in life anyway. Some people fail in other parts of their life, but to fail at your hobby, like the thing that you're supposed to be having fun with.
The thing that you use to relax
right,
and
you
unwind.
Use this to relax. So when I sit down on my workbench and I try something and it doesn't work, like, how do I deal with that personally? And that is a bit more difficult because it's supposed to be, like, I'm supposed to be having a good time. And that's
shit bursts at your bench. Take a break.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. It's supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. Gunpla's supposed to be fun.
It kills me when I hear people say they get stressed out from doing a hobby.
Take a break.
I'm going to give a shout out to the team Awful Boys. recent team of great guys and all that. And once in a while, Adam from there, he always like, I'm getting stressed doing this. I'm like, it's a hobby.
Take a break, man.
You have to take a break. Even if it's good stress, I get good stress all the time. I'm like, I have so much to do.
That's motivation.
I've got everything going on. But when it starts to get negative, you really have to
step back,
man. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing with failing. It's the same mentality of like, you're so worried about failing. This is something you do on the weekends.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're a professional scale modeler, like it's still something that like you can't get in that first step. If you get in that mind space, is going to screw you up the whole entire way down the stairs.
The mind space is what is damaging here. You think about what are the consequences of failing at your hobby? Well, the consequences, maybe you lose some time, but in exchange, you learn something from your failure.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not failing and then like you like get a pay cut or whatever. Like this is a hobby. Mm-hmm. It's for fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, that each time I do a build and I can look, cause you know, all of us have builds and we look at it and other people see, oh, that's great. But you know what's wrong.
You know what you did.
Every single one of my builds, there is something that I hope that nobody looks at.
Exactly.
Every single build. It's more than one thing.
But the thing that keeps it going for me is the acknowledgement that, hey, you know, I learned something here. You know, I fucked up on this, but you know, that's just this. One, the next time I'm gonna know what not to do,
exactly.
You know, or know how to do it better.
I think I talked about that in an episode or two ago.
You were about to say I've never failed in my entire life.
Oh, man. I have never failed.
That would be Tino.
If I said that
with any kind of certainty, I would shoot off into the moon with how hard that was
Literally, you would be propelled off of this planet. Sent directly to a special hell.
Moon race.
Directly.
Directly.
But that was something that I brought up on episode 3 or 4. It was like learning from somebody talking about their experience with a build that they had
in person.
Finished.
Yeah.
So, and really, I want to see people talk about the things that they got wrong and were able to fix.
Mm-hmm.
The things that they figured out after they failed at. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's modeling. That's vicarious reinforcement. Yes, I'm trying to stay out of my psychology class.
Well, you don't have to stay too far out of it because this has like a big psychological component. This is what is going to demotivate someone from working on something that they love. So, confession: the Astaroth Dragon Slayer, the left arm, the barrel looking left arm that's attached to that giant claw
is embedded
hand.
With gold because that's what Brandon does. He builds gold.
But don't tell anybody about that. That's a secret. The seam line is visible on the left arm.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And here's the thing.
I judged your kit.
He
sorry.
Knows.
Like,
Joel knows because he judged the kit. He
I
went
also
around
took
with
photos
a flashlight.
Of it too.
But check this out. If you like look at it or take photos at it, like maybe it's not
you don't see
apparent.
It. You
but
don't.
But the trick is, like, I fucking know about that.
Wait
because
a second.
I built it.
You mean if you do a kit and there's some issues with it, but you post pictures online you could set it up so that
there's a show about
nobody
that.
Will
it's
see
called
anything?
Catfish by MTV.
Dude, that that guy with the gray hair on Catfish, he's a robot. That's what the show's about, right?
Oh yeah,
he's
like literally a cyborg.
Cyborg. Yeah. Have you ever seen that show too?
I have not. I thought you were talking about Paula Deen for a second.
What?
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Paula Deen.
She's a robot.
Hair, right? Where is it? Literal.
Paula Deen's a robot.
She's a literal robot.
No, it's different.
Who makes a racist robot, Tino?
Okay, well that actually. But during the Civil War,
it is running on butter and Southern pride.
She's a robot, dude. Yeah. She's a butter golem.
Holy shit! Wait!
You don't know that?
Paula Deen,
dude, she's made of butter.
Is a butter golem?
Yeah. Like you know how? Like okay, so
I know what a golem.
What I'm saying is,
all right, y'all. Now we're gonna put in my precious. Into
doesn't
the
that
pan.
That, well,
I'm sorry, I made
that's
that joke.
A butter golem.
That was a.
That's a.
That's a butter cooking show.
Interesting. I can't believe it's not
Paula
Deen. Butter golem.
Yeah. Butter golem. Yeah. You've heard it here first.
You heard it here. We're just dropping facts on our listeners today. But so in addition to Paula Deen being a butter golem, that's a failure. That's a deal.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that. I still entered into contests because like. I like how it looks.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone pointed it out to you?
No one has pointed it out to me.
Okay.
Even
I thought you knew.
Including, I did know. Yeah, I didn't know because somebody pointed it out. I knew because when I built it, I could see it.
So on that
it's
subject,
because I knew the entire time. I've always known.
Yeah. My first contest entry was Zach's. Zach released his Zaku
yep.
contest.
Yeah, the Zaku.
I did the Zaku 1
the sniper.
Soviet yeah thing. I didn't know about the gigantic seam line in the back of the leg that I completely forgot to fill.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is one of my overnight, you know, rush hour builds, yep. take photos all in one day thing. And I was really excited because, you know, I placed technically in it.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was like fourth or some shit. It was my first time doing it. And then
and it's
Ed,
a cool effect.
Double O Gundam Review V2 mm-hmm. Ed Jordan. Pointed it out in the picture. He's like, great photos, great kit. You yep. got a huge seam line in the back. And that's probably why you didn't win. And I didn't. I went, oh, fuck. I thought it was supposed to be there. But it wasn't.
Isn't that interesting?
And like, I thought for like a millisecond that I failed. I was like, this is why I did it. Nope. This is why
Dude,
Zach didn't pick
that's
it.
That's how you learn.
But you executed your vision, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is a really interesting point because... Yeah. A lot of things just happened. Let's unpack this. Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment, dear viewers, and unpack what just happened. So here's the deal. Somebody gave you constructive criticism. Somebody who you didn't know.
I knew him kind of online, but I really didn't know him at the time. Actually, I didn't really know him at the time.
It was back then.
Yeah, back then.
But here's the deal. Like somebody comes out, gives you feedback on your build. Some people's immediate reaction is to be insulted. You think that maybe somebody gives you constructive criticism, they're calling you a failure. When in fact, constructive criticism is specifically to help you get better at doing something.
Yeah.
So that's like the most valuable thing that's the most valuable gift anybody could ever give you is telling you, hey, BT Dubs, you screwed up right here, and here's how you could not do that in the future. Mm-hmm. That's turning a failure into a learning experience. And
exactly.
Basically, experience is the thing that you can't buy. You have to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can't buy it. You really can't.
It's literally more valuable than money.
It is. I mean, we talked about the over-justification effect.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much like instant gratification being as a routine thing.
You get paid doing something you love. Maybe you'll love it less.
It's like that, honestly, on Instagram. I feel like I'm always calling it Instagram, but it's the first thing you see when anyone posts anything is, great job, looks great, good job. I mean, I do it all the time. It's a quick like, hey, great job, bud. But it's the people... That sit there and say, hey, great job, but here's how you fix that. Here's how you maybe should try that next time.
It's constructive criticism.
50% of people are going to be...
I think George talked about it.
Yeah, I would say not even 50.
It wasn't there.
30%. 30 or 20% will be like, fuck yeah, dude, thank you so much.
Guilty.
70s will be like, why are you talking shit on my build?
Whoa.
Why are you talking shit on my thing, man?
It's the thing. It's because they think that you just called them a failure.
It's the flight or react. It's so short-fused to where you just like, no, I did not fail.
You just we were just talking about this before the podcast. When you like have that immediate shot of rage and you stop thinking rationally for that moment.
You get emotional.
Right. And instead of, you're not thinking, oh, dude, this guy just gave me a great gift. It's like, oh, shit, he just called me a loser.
Well, yeah. It is. It's not going to be most people's first ability to be able to take to criticism.
Yeah, not everyone can even take it,
exactly.
Period.
And I think, like I said, I think there's a kind of discussion in the community right now about Instagram is kind of buffering, you know, or creating this kind of barrier. Kind of
diluting
against,
it.
Yeah, and you know, there's a discussion about, you know, having that criticism there because... you know, that will move people forward, you know, that discussion, but there needs to be some kind of happy medium, because that can also easily go over the edge into, you know,
insults.
And, you know, vitriol, that kind of
well,
stuff.
Like, you get too harsh.
There's
you know,
certainly a balance, but...
I will say most professional scale modders that I've talked to, which I would say it's a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they always say is don't be afraid to fail and learn how to take criticism from others. That's always the first thing out of any, I mean, besides, like, you know, practice, shit like that. The first thing out of, I mean, even vocals, music, the first thing is just, like, take criticism well. Train yourself. Do whatever you need to do, because if you can't, you will fail and you will not progress. Because
I will say it exists. Outside of Gunpla, outside of, you know,
hang on, nothing exists outside of Gunpla.
This hobby's my life.
Nothing. This is everything, Bailey. We have a podcast about this, so this is like the thing in our lives.
But in real life, I would say that in real life too, like in general life advice.
I'm glad you brought up music because it's got to be there.
You can't not take it. Yeah. You'll be That's stuck right. playing the same fucking bar.
You will
for
not
12
get
years.
Better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You won't. Hands
so,
down.
So, you know, it, you know, like, I can't remember, you know, some of the people on Instagram discussing it, but I will err on the side that, you know, we should encourage, you know, positive criticism, but also helpful criticism.
It's just keeping it constructive is really the key.
Exactly.
You know, criticism is criticism.
That's what positive and helpful
like,
is, right?
Yeah. Like, if I like, you know, walk up to somebody on the street and I say, hey, what's going on? Like, you're super ugly. Then they're just going to punch me in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. That's what's going to happen.
Met Tino?
No, actually, that's how Tino met me. It's the opposite. So, but if I walk up to him and I'm like, hey, dude, like, there's something going on. Like, your beard is trimmed uneven, or like, it's what Tino told me. Or like what's going on? Like, that, you know, X doesn't really work with your look. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of examples of constructive things you could tell someone, maybe not a stranger.
Yeah.
But, you got to benefit the person. You can't just tell them, hey, this looks bad. You got to tell them specifics.
I think that's a good point, is the first half of that, of, hey, you did good at this, or, hey, I think you're on the right track. Yeah. A lot of people's reaction, and this is what we look for the Anaheim engineers, for the GBA Discord, is that they don't skip that first step because they just don't want to say it again. Because when you teach stuff, some of you are teachers and teach, we do workshops, all kinds of other shit. If you teach the same thing over and over again, you start to dilute how you teach it.
Yeah, you abbreviate.
Yeah, you abbreviate stuff, but a lot of people just abbreviate that first part out because they've said it so many times and they don't see a change, quote-unquote, from the general public, so they just get pissed about it at that point.
But if somebody's taking time out of their day to help you get better at something, they must see something in what you're doing.
Or they're making, you know, that it's hard to be the person in that situation and be able to recognize and acknowledge that. But they are, there's energy being expended there. And certainly, as you said, like the NM engineers, you know, what's the numbers, like two positives and a negative, let's say, like
something,
you know, have
like
that kind of opener and, you know, get people in, but at the same time,
it's like the sandwich. You heard of that? The criticism sandwich. You say something nice,
sandwich.
Say something bad,
negative,
say something nice.
What is that, like the mustard?
Well, see,
inside?
Here's the thing,
it's
though.
Like the negative mustard inside the criticism
Someone
sandwich.
Someone might give you a bread full of stale meat. No, hear me out. Hear
They're
me out. Hear me
you
out.
With it. Yeah.
Hear me out. Is that they're still giving you something to eat.
Yeah,
whether it could be complete, it could be in a negative connotation from the start. They're still telling you what's wrong with it, It's the people that when you post something and you can, if I post something, it's got like a huge ass num mark on it. And mm-hmm. I don't see at least one person and be like, bro, really?
Bro, there's
people
number,
don't
man.
Even bother.
Yep.
Everyone else writer. That's just saying, oh my God, great job. They are not mm-hmm. there to help you. I that's my opinion. I'd say yeah. they're not there to help you grow.
That chorus, kind of just.
You can't cheerlead 110% if the team is just 0-50, bud.
Yep. It's not helping them get better. You know, if you're a coach and you're telling your team they're doing great, but they haven't won a game in their entire lives.
Yeah. And they're not having fun.
Right.
Yeah. At that time, you have to be a little, give a little criticism there. Allow that failure to happen.
But the sandwich full of rotten meat. If you build a diorama and somebody says, your trees don't look realistic, and that's the entire comment. It's just, trees look like shit, man. Like, that's still, you got some value there.
Bro, you still got
there's
bread to eat.
There's still some value.
Eat that soggy, stinky bread, buddy.
Scrape off that.
Because you're hungry.
That funk juice.
No, you're hungry, man. You got to think about it as you are starving. And any advice you get, any bread, stinky old toe, hot dog, water, having ass government agent bread
Bring
you get.
Bring out that stale hot dog.
That's better than nothing.
Juice, pus, and just...
That's better
than
nothing.
Bread by itself.
Can we stop talking about the hot dog?
Back on that, I got something real good. Back in that analogy, if you're hungry, you're going to need go find some food.
Mm-hmm.
Find people that can give you criticism. They're going to be honest.
That's
because I will say when I first started with my gunfoot build, I would send it to people and be like, what do you think? They're like, oh, looks great. I'm like, bullshit, buddy. It looks like dog doo-doo. Tell me what I did wrong, man.
Yeah, see?
Way to own the metaphor,
bro. I showed so many people that Astaroth.
I feel good about that.
Not a one person. Not a one person told me about
metaphor,
that scene.
Metaphor, 100%.
Yep.
Fucking full circle that metaphor, boys. Yeah. Podcast is over. Let's fucking go.
All right, we're going to drop a mic. You might want to hold your, cover your
I ain't
cover
dropping
your
this mic, shit. This mic's sleeping with me, buddy.
Joel got a new mic.
Got a new mic. But what were you saying with Astaroth? You sent it to
Dude,
people.
No one, not one person pointed out that seam line. Like I said, I knew it was there
it
already.
Is it in the photos?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what
well,
shows up.
You had a judge. You had it at a contest.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. But none of the judges told me afterwards. Yeah. Of course. Now here's the deal. I already knew about it.
But we're also not gonna go to every single person that has a seam line.
That's right.
Seam line.
That's what I'm saying. The point is, ask the judges.
You have to ask.
You go to a contest. Somebody judges your kit. They know what's going on with that kit. If there's something wrong with that kit, the judge that just judged you is the person to ask.
Not every restaurant you go to is going to be a waiter. You're going to go to some place that's some barbecue joint on the side of the road in some dude's truck, and you're going to sit out there, sit at that picnic table looking fucking stupid because no one's bringing you food and no one's asking you what you want to eat.
This metaphor is just it's getting completely...
This is just...
It's gone off the
super
rails.
Super saying the metaphor.
But
It's working.
It's working.
Is that, here's the deal. We went
to
New Orleans.
And I hate it. I hate it because it's working. And it just keeps on going, but it keeps on working. And I'm just so angry right now.
We went to New Orleans. Shout out to Michael Michael in New Orleans. We went out there to shoot a video for his tattoo studio. And it's a house. He's all kinds of crazy shit. But there's a beignet, the famous beignet place, New Orleans. You don't wait in line. You do not wait in line. You go down and you sit down and you call a waiter. They'll see you, but you don't wait in line. And people want to wait in line to thinking they're going to get something, get some return out of every little comment and thing they get. And they keep getting the beignets handed to them. You know, they're waiting there for half an hour, their whole lives maybe. But when you sit down and you say, hey, I want some fucking powdered dough boys, you get them.
Ask that at other locations, though.
No, they'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about, bud?
Just
there's
make sure
a fucking line outside.
You ask security. You got to know your audience.
You have to be hungry and you have to be willing to accept whatever you can get because you're starving.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get comfortable and you think you're full, you start to get fat like me. Now, this is a health podcast about not eating too many beignets in New Orleans.
Still guys, in the universe of this metaphor, by
this
the way.
Metaphor is the whole episode. Keep going.
Is this metaphor the whole
We're
thing?
We're at fucking... Like, hi, welcome to Chili's. We're at Chili's now.
Dude, that is the most professional business meeting location.
We had, fun fact, we had our podcast meeting.
Business meeting.
Business meeting.
Business meeting at
with
Chili's.
With laptops.
Guys, Chili's is the number one business location in the United States.
I had a gift card. That explains it, though.
No, actually, that doesn't explain it yet.
Let's go to Chili's and give them that idea.
We were recording this podcast. We're recording this
conference
at Chili's
room every back, and we get
every table is a private booth.
Yeah, we get 50 cents on every business like business meeting scheduled at Chili's.
Shit.
Oh my God. That's okay. Yeah,
that would be some money.
You finally buy a water, you know, with all that 50 cents. But.
Wait, hold on. I can tie this back in. I gotta loop back in here. So, you need food. Eh? Food is constructive
food,
criticism,
food.
Right?
Yeah,
right,
I love Action Bronson. Fucking... Me and Action Bronson related. I think
what
he's got a food show. He gets
oh,
really high.
Yeah,
his, all
right.
He talks about failure.
So
he takes
yeah,
talks
fuck,
about his own
fantastic.
Things, and
yeah,
he goes
he
to
is,
all his places.
He
man.
Is one real dude.
He's a real dude.
Well, okay. A note about constructive criticism. In order to receive criticism, you must have something that could be criticized.
Yeah.
And exactly. That is why do it badly is so important. You have to do something before somebody can tell you how you did it. Right?
You can't
don't be afraid of doing something.
You can't grow your own crops if you're hungry if
yeah.
you don't fucking do it.
Right.
You're not going to learn how you killed them and how to do it better the next time.
I think we're starting to lose a metaphor.
I want a farm
crops.
Now. We went from Chili's to farms where the food
farm
starts.
This is a farm-to-table metaphor.
This is Farmville, bud. You can't get money in coins if you don't plant the crops, bud.
I have a non-food allegorical story I'd like to tell. All right, here's the story. This is I heard this on an art blog that was actually kind of interesting. So there was this pottery class, and the professor divided the class up into two groups. One of the groups would be graded on the total mass of pots that they made. They were supposed to just crank out pots, and at the end of the class, he'd weigh them. They get a grade based on the number of pots they made. The other half of the class, they would get graded based on whether or not they could create the perfect pot.
Okay. I like this.
Quality versus quantity.
Yeah, quality versus quantity.
Yeah.
And the deal is, the story goes, the half of the class that was supposed to make the quantity pots just made like a shit ton of pots. They made more and more and more. And the half of the class that was supposed to make the perfect pot just spent all their time theorizing about how to make
yeah, they never got
a
around
pot.
To it, right?
Right. And so by the end of the class, everybody makes their pots. And the quantity side of the class was producing better quality pots than the quality side of the class.
With each progressive yep. pot.
Because every time they make a pot, they learn. So what I'm saying is, Just like do it
mm-hmm.
badly.
Just do it bad. How many fucking times do we have to tell you, old man? Do it badly, okay? But when you sent us that weeks ago,
dude, yeah,
and
it is sitting in my brain. There's not much space. There's not much space because it's a tiny
Star Trek Next Generation knowledge, and then there's one article.
It's
I read
a
on our
one
blog.
Room studio apartment
tiny
downtown.
In the back.
It's a hoarder's apartment, and all the stuff I'm hoarding is basically Star Trek trivia. But the space that's left is in my cerebellum.
Parietal lobe.
It's balanced on the side of my
occipital,
brain.
All Star Trek up in there.
Actually, that's correct. That is the occipital lobe allows
you
me to just watch Star Trek
right
anytime
the
I want.
Pituitary gland. That's
God. Right.
That's where Brandon's.
Instead of a
Wernicke's shit.
Area, it's just a Picard's area. It's like this is Picard's ready room. It's in the fucking left occipital. A little bit, doesn't matter. So regardless, this is something that I think about like a lot because it's very important to me. You have to do something to get better at it. Think about grinding in an RPG. You have to do the thing to get the experience for doing the thing.
There's no shortcut. I've been playing the WoW Classic.
There's
beta.
No shortcut.
There's literally no way to get around not just doing it.
But
there's
why would
no
they design
instant
it
boost
like that?
To level 50.
Yeah, there's no instant boost to level 50 in Gunpla. In Gunpla, you get to level 50 by grinding your way up.
This also sounds like a backlog beater track.
I mean, hey, that is
play
something.
This podcast while you're killing your backlog.
Exactly. But to surface back to the equation of RPGs, World of Warcraft, is that you have to eat and drink in this game.
Oh my
a
God.
Lot
oh
more
my God.
Than you normally had. Now I play a mage, so I'm just like, water and fucking weird bread, and I'm good to go,
weird
bud.
Bread, man.
But you want to know something? Oh, this is going somewhere. My brain's going like, in WoW Classic, right? You can trade people your conjured water or bread. You can give people what they need to succeed because you did it yourself and you learned how to do it. It makes sense. But now...
Yeah. Hold on. I think I can decipher this.
Yeah.
What you're saying is you want people to give constructive feedback to other WoW players.
Yes. Wait, what?
Wait.
Gunpla.
Gunpla.
Restaurants should give free bread.
Chili's should give free bread and water to nerds that walk in like, oh,
wait,
God.
Wait, isn't that chips? They do chips, right?
I'm out of mana! Fuck!
Business
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
Welcome to Chili's.
The fucking kid comes out from the vine.
Such a good vine.
I've got conchard water and bread. What do you want?
I just imagine the vine. It's fantastic.
Do it badly.
Just doing it badly.
Starts probably with, you know, providing some
This
help.
Shirt we keep thinking of keeps progressing. Now it's do it badly and fucking fail. We broke Brandon.
Oh my God.
Chili's logo on the sleeve.
Chili's logo on the sleeve. Fuck!
It's a badly drawn Chili's logo on the sleeve. It looks like crayon. Oh,
so it's like side two location or some shit. Side two catering team, Chili's.
Side two catering team.
That didn't last long.
Welcome to the Texas colony, Chili's.
That's a
y'all.
Thought. What if there's like a Chili's in side two, but on side three? That's Zeon, right? What if they never had a Chili's?
Dude,
that's
TGI
why they went to
Fridays.
Yeah,
TGI
Fridays, man.
That's fucking what pissed them off.
Yeah. But they do have Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, well, everybody has Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
There's a Cracker Barrel in the moon base. Like, there's fucking, you know, Von Braun has Cracker Barrel.
There's a Cracker Barrel in the fucking shuttle between them.
Just a little Cracker Barrel. Hey, y'all want
the
some
whole thing's lollipops
or some old expired Hershey bars?
Shops and everything right in the front.
You buy, like, little wooden cars and, like, a washboard. I don't know why.
A space cornbread thing? Like, astronaut ice cream sandwiches?
It is, but it's a liquid.
We just watched Joel die again.
What the fuck? Why would you do that, bud?
That's
disgusting.
Yeah. Space cornbread, man. They couldn't figure out how to make it like solid, so it's just kind of
just cornmeal, man.
It's just drippy mess.
I'm just going to go off the rails and break the third wall.
You're going to, for the first time?
You put something about insanity on here.
Dude, here's the deal.
Because we had to talk, we talked about this,
just like what we're doing.
Yeah, no, we're insanity.
By the way, as a reminder, just as a reminder, everything on this podcast is completely scripted. We're reading off a script. This is all part of the script that I painstakingly.
Every word I say you wrote down?
Yeah, even that.
Ah, loudly for four bars.
Yes, here you go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Two, three, four.
Hold up, you're off a bit. It's okay. We'll just re-record the entire thing. So,
oh shit.
So here's the thing. Like we talked about how to deal with failure, how to fail. Very important for learning. How to help
and
other
why.
People. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like why you fail, how we fail, what we get out of failure, how to help other people fail. That's important in your community.
Wait, hold on.
Word
how
that
to help them fail?
How to help them? Just push them a little bit off that cliff. Just a little. No,
save your life.
No,
that's
politics,
somebody else. Oh my God.
Wrong podcast.
It's too soon. So somebody else fails. How do you help them learn something from their failure? So
it's like that King of the Hill episode where Bobby does the "Hey, save your life" thing that his dad, and then he learned like, you know what, you got to push him a little bit over that propane.
There you go.
Yep.
Save him.
There you go.
Uh-huh. That's not my purse. I don't know
you.
You
gotta give someone some constructive criticism to help them get through what they're doing.
You
help
gotta
them get
learn
better.
How to use a tap and dial, Bobby. Are you listening, Bobby? How does this thing get on goddamn? We're going to get on the fucking internet, man. Going to tell you goddamn what?
Uh huh.
What has this become?
Government is.
This is our podcast about propane and propane accessories.
And propane accessories.
God dang it. Boom.
Gunpla?
What we need to overcome this failure of a joke that I made really badly.
Like
Brandon, tell us how to overcome failure.
Wow.
Definition of insanity.
Segways help. All right, here's the deal. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over
popular
and over again
definition.
Expecting different results. Yeah,
like
that's,
I was
it's,
trying
it's
to
not
do
even,
the food
It's not
joke.
Even like the
yeah.
actual definition.
Exactly.
It's not like a popular definition.
Yeah.
It's an incorrect definition. It's a saying. The
it's
saying
a good
is,
one,
the saying is right. You do the same thing over and over again. You expect different results. But here's the trick. It works for failures of execution because the more you do the thing, the better you get at the thing, and you will actually get different results because you get better and better at nub removal.
That's,
you get better and better at seam line.
That's
how
practice.
Most artists are labeled like
artists,
insane.
Athletes.
Yeah, dude, they paint almost the same thing. Over and over again, why do you think an artist is painting basically the same thing 20 times?
They're
it's
making
because,
changes anyway.
Yeah,
so.
That's the thing. It's just not fitting their vision. They're trying to hit that vision, But in someone else's mind, they've created a perfect work of art. In their own mind, they haven't quite reached
there yet. Mm-hmm.
Right. The definition of insanity. Keep on trying the same thing over and over again until you are happy with your result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, like, the next line in this thing is literally like, try again? Nah, just give up. So you don't have to keep doing that. Your other option is just like walk away from it.
Move on to something else.
Give up.
Yeah.
Like, don't give up.
Well, here's the thing.
Take a break, bud.
Give up works for failures of strategy. If you're trying to do something, you have a goal in mind, you're trying to do it a certain way, stop doing it that way.
It's a temporary stay in execution of vision.
Yeah, sure. Honestly,
not doing the food because you know why? I realized the food reference was failing.
I tried multiple things. Wait, can we go back to the food reference? It was my favorite reference.
Okay, well, it's like baking.
Can we not?
Like right? I used to work in a restaurant. I was a sous chef.
I actually realized that I hate this. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. See? No, let's go back to the fucking actual thing. If you keep fucking doing it over again, you're going to drive yourself to doing it actually badly and thinking that's normal when you get to that final thing that you're just settling on.
Mental fatigue.
You're going to settle on
it. You brought it up mm-hmm. earlier. And so there is this concept, latent learning.
Is that what I'm diagnosed with?
If you learn latently, that's good. Anyway.
There's also this concept called the insight method of problem solving.
Yes, exactly. They're related. They're related concepts, but the idea is you keep going at it. Like you brought up,
baking.
No.
No, fuck off. The food thing's dead.
No, like Adam. Off of
okay,
Adam.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, you know, going at something and going at it. And I know we've all had working at the bench till your eyes are red and your hands are shaking and you're trying to get that one thing. Take a break.
Your spine gets
locked. Especially when you're trying a new technique. Because what's happening, you are learning and you could take a break. Learning even can happen when you're sleeping. In fact, most learning happens when you're sleeping. Because your brain is, yes, exactly. Your brain is still thinking. You are consolidating. Yeah, exactly.
That's how I learn. What the fuck?
That's because that's learning.
That's why you have those weird dreams where you are the Gundam.
See,
exactly.
Dreams is very interesting.
Shower.
That's one of the reasons why we think we
in
dream.
The shower.
We think that we're reorganizing and synthesizing.
That's what your brain is doing.
The weird thing
dreaming.
Is, for me, it doesn't click right away. And I get like, I mean, I'm also because I'm probably fat. But, you know, if I'm sitting there for a couple hours doing the same thing, trying a new thing, I get tired. I'm just like, I don't think I'm doing it.
Take a break.
I'll be fucking watching, you know, King of the Hell.
But your
like,
mind is
oh,
thinking
I know
about
how to
it.
Do it.
Yes,
you know,
that's latent
insight.
Learning.
God,
that, yeah.
It's latent learning, and
it's
that is the perfect
awesome.
Example of the insight method of problem solving.
Yeah.
Because if you have a problem, you're trying to solve a problem,
yeah.
And then you're like, damn, I just couldn't figure this out.
But
I'm
you
gonna
do
go
something
watch,
else.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch an episode
your
of Broad City.
Your mind is still processing that.
Dude, I just watched the last season of Broad City.
It was so good, right?
So good.
I think I saw the last episode.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, I do a lot of problem solving while watching Broad City.
Yes.
Yes, problem solving. Yeah, it's very good. It's helpful because your brain is still crunching on these problems.
Yes, exactly.
If you feel like you failed, maybe you haven't because you're not done. Mm-hmm. You only actually fail if you feel like you failed.
I'm not going to lie.
I've had
very few couple of nights recently where my mind is still thinking about the fucking part that I'm trying to work on.
So I
and
remember,
it's like it's going through it in my head, like turning it around. And
so
it's like,
when,
that's crazy
I will
shit.
Never forget this. And on one of the episodes of one of the YouTube Gunpla cast things.
Gunpla Talk?
Gunpla Talk?
I don't know if it was Gunpla Talk. It was whichever one Joshua Dara's on.
That's Gunpla Talk.
Yeah, okay. So he's talking about his Zeta. And he was talking about a dream that he had where he was like dreaming that all of the pieces of his Zeta were like with him in bed and he was like trying not to break them. And that is the kind of dream that I have when I get really deep into a project.
I completely believe that.
Yeah, I 100% relate to that dream because that's what when you put your brain on something, a brain is a very complicated computer and you can't just turn it off.
You can't, yeah. There's no plug.
And that's a problem for, you know, I mean, that's my, I have a problem turn with turning my brain off.
You don't want to turn it off.
You don't want to turn it off.
Nah. You can,
it's
you,
thinking,
you can slow it down a little bit. You can
slow it down, you
helps.
Can speed it up.
You can distract it a little bit.
Doesn't really work that great, sped up
speeding
or slow down.
Speeding up sucks. For me, but I find slowing it down does actually really help with it. that's stuff there's, we can't. And there's, we can talk about it legally.
Well, there's different methods. Helps, there's different methods to slow down the brain. You can slow it down chemically, or you can slow it down
naturally.
Like, yeah, like you can remove yourself from the bench and from the problem and put yourself in a different situation.
Especially if you're doing something that's
you're driving to work, like you solve a problem.
Low thought, washing dishes or something. Yeah, your mind is thinking about what you're doing.
When I worked in the factory, that was when I did all my best problem solving.
Exactly.
I was working on like a full comic at the time, so like while I was off doing everything that I was attending to, I built the set of like the page I was working on in my head, and I was spinning it around and zooming in and out. Mm-hmm.
You were such a nerd.
Especially in creative minds.
I can't even be
that's
seen.
How they
I can tell you in detail a highway that I was drawing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing that I want to talk to people that do model building full time. I don't do model building full time. I do stuff that's related to model building full time. Dudes that are busting out kits daily with content and everything, they struggle more than the average person with having that roadblock, but they've had the practice of just doing things so much that they can overcome it because they're trying new things. They already noticed to do it badly, just to do it. So when you learn how to overcome your failures more, some of these roadblocks become a lot easier to deal with.
And we just call that building a toolbox. Yeah. I mean, what you're doing is, you have physical tools in your toolbox, and those tools help you achieve certain goals. And then you have your strategic tools in your strategic toolbox. This is an interesting metaphor.
Your mental toolbox.
Right, your mental toolbox, your tactical toolbox. You have a problem. It's the same kind of problem that you've accomplished, you've already solved, right? You can use the same approach, and as you do it more and more, it becomes more and more natural.
Not only that, but you might figure out easier ways of doing it, not just having it become more natural.
I love
that.
That's why we always say tools over kits, because you can get a bunch of stuff and buy a bunch of kits that you don't have the right tools to do for, and every time you're just going to, and in your mind, you're just going to keep failing because you're not giving yourself the tools to.
The great thing is to have a lot of different tools on a few kits versus a few tools on a lot of kits. You're going to do the same fuck up on all those kits.
Not even. You're just going to do the same thing. Exactly. You don't have a paintbrush. You don't have an airbrush. Exactly. You don't have glue. You're going to, that's why I really do think, and this goes, we're talking about earlier with Adam Savage, that dude has every tool on the fucking side of the planet.
But he's invented his own.
But he failed so many times. Yep.
He'll talk about it too.
What he needs. He talks about it on TV.
Yeah.
He talks about what he needed to make it work. Yeah. And he still failed.
He
still fails to this day.
He has the biggest physical and strategic toolbox probably available for any builder, that I know of, and yet he still fails.
Yeah, everyone fails. Yeah. Get over it.
Yeah.
Everyone fails. Get over it.
Normalize failing.
No, so really, it needs to be not punished. It needs to be normalized.
That's the last item I have on the overcoming failure script. You guys have been doing really well sticking word for word to the script so far, and I'm very impressed by that. But this is the deal.
I didn't even realize we were segueing. Well,
that's the thing.
We overcame my failure of not reading the
thing. Here's the trick. I mentioned earlier that something's only a failure if you feel like it's a failure, right? Which means that you can't fail if you don't think that something is a failure. Like if you just redefine failure to mean, I mean, you just something happens. It doesn't work the way you think it's going to work. Even if you have to throw that kid out, like who cares? You just learned something from that experience, and you did not fail.
Yeah.
You learned.
It's not a fail, but if you keep telling yourself it is, you're never going to overcome it, and you're always going to think that is what failure is.
That's
doing
right.
That one thing and having that outcome. I felt like that when I was first learning on airbrush.
Oh yeah,
I probably one piece. I'm like, this looks like ass. I'm fucking done.
You know, that's a good one because that one comes up, you know, in discussion, certainly with new builders a lot. They have this like this extreme anxiety about, you know, whether they even should get an airbrush, whether they think they'll do it good. You know, usually the best comments or the best, you know, people that come in and provide advice is just get one, you
just
know?
Get one, do it.
You get a cheap one.
Just
but
do
get
it
one
badly, right?
That's why I always ask people if they are experienced with an airbrush or before they buy them. Because honestly, just go buy a $20 one exactly. and just fucking yep. ruin it. Take it apart. Throw it against a fucking wall. Learn how to rebuild it.
You are going to learn.
Because you're not going to fuck up the $120 airbrush you just bought and just be like, you know what? I'm done with it. I'm done. You know, speaking of that, Bailey, I need you to clean my airbrush. Like, right. You think I ruined it again?
Just ruined just, it again.
just put it in the bag.
Yeah, but no, I think overcoming and learning how to read a learning how to redefine your definition of failure and keep it changing is a good thing. Mm-hmm. I'm scared as shit to do resin water pours.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I told Flynn, Flynnberger yeah, on everything. Correct. He's doing a really extremely
dope beautiful
GBWC
diorama.
It's
right?
So good.
It is,
but
you know, so
he was nervous as fuck about the resin pour too, and then he went to Nozakubo.
Yeah.
Yeah, James, and I think they met up or something, and they did the pour.
Mm-hmm.
And I same thing. I went to Flynn. I was like, dude, y'all did it. That's great. I'm still fucking nervous about it.
Well, here's the trick. I've done a lot of resin water pours because. That's the kind of nerd I am. Before I did my first resin water pour, which was a river on a game board. I made a foam game board that had a resin river. I tested it out on a couple of small pieces for a couple of reasons. The first one was I knew that I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, mm-hmm. so I had to find out how does this stuff pour.
Mm-hmm.
Let me have the failure on something I don't care about so that whenever I start doing the thing I do care about, I've already failed.
Yeah,
I set out to intentionally fail. In that case, because only through failure would I understand how not to fail in the future.
This is like 3 years later, and this is all coming full circle. weird thing. My first video ever was how to solder, do battle damage mm-hmm. of soldering yep. iron to shield. And I did the same thing. I tried it on something I didn't like. I mean, it was just a shield.
Yeah, just try it on whatever you got laying around.
And the thing is, that video is a failure that I took and made a video of it because mm-hmm. I did the first initial thing and I'm like, cool. I painted it. I thought it looked good. And in reality, when I was doing that and recording it, mm-hmm. it was in my head, I thought I was failing. That's my most watched video,
mm-hmm.
like yep. 50K views or some shit,
mm-hmm.
because I showed everyone how I was failing. I didn't come out and say I fucked up. This is trash, blah, blah, blah. But I know that in my mind, I was thinking, okay, this is a failure, but I learned a lot from it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I think others can, too. And I think that's what makes, this is a good listen to anyone that makes the content stuff. I think your best content is going to be stuff that you think was a failure the moment you did it. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Dude, I had one of those recently, building that resin mud rock on Instagram.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I put a bunch of like weird looking fins on the front skirts.
Oh, the razor thing.
Yeah, which worked. It's worked for me in the past on different kits,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't work with the aesthetics of the Takagawa design.
Mm-hmm.
And like I put it together and I immediately knew. I was like, not so sure about this. I did some stuff to try to fix it. And like 3 days later, I thought about it more and more, and I just took them all off.
Which happens most times that anybody customizes or modifies.
Yeah, but that's part of the fun. It's like here we are trying all these different things out. We find out what design cues work with certain shapes.
That's
the
fun. That's
right,
the fun
right.
part of it. Is trying
mm-hmm.
to
I love
find
doing
that,
that
puzzle piece that fits. Mm-hmm.
That's why I like Legos. You fail with Legos, it's trivial. It's a trivial thing. You just like take it apart, put something else back together.
That's also you modifying on the way to match your vision.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, I haven't predefined my vision. My vision is something which is constantly evolving with that kit.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's going to look like when it's done. Like, I'm starting to think maybe I'll do a beach diorama, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm thinking of doing one, actually. That's
the thing
I'm
is,
at Craig's
if you guys are willing to share your failures with everyone else, that's so much more valuable than you just going and telling some random stuff of this kit looks cool or I did this thing. It's like, I fucked up. That's what I've always said. I want my channel to be of what I fucked up on and how I fixed it because someone might be in that same boat of failing and doing the same thing, but now they're like, shit, he did that. I want to try that. It's a little motive. It's that fucking chicken nugget, boys.
Mm-hmm. It's the chicken
that
nugget.
Your friend,
no, it's
that
bad.
Friend gives
I
you.
Know we
When you've been out skating all day and you're like, fuck, I'm hungry, man. I can't land this trick. They're like, bro, have this chicken nugget. Then you're fucking Tony Hawk, right? That's how you feel when you have that nug inside.
Wait, so
you're
saying
that you eat a chicken nugget.
This is where it
and
dies.
Then you're
okay,
Tony Hawk.
Thank God.
I had to kill it off with a shotgun on the back of the shed. Just look at the sunset, boy.
Does Tony Hawk eat chicken nuggets?
Fuck yeah, he does.
Does it? If anybody who has ever eaten a chicken nugget is Tony Hawk,
please contact us immediately.
If you have that, you have not a Venn diagram.
Attention
that matches over.
If anyone, if anyone, yes,
it just
exactly.
looks like a chicken nugget.
If anyone has ever eaten a chicken
Tony
nugget
Hawk over here, right, yeah. This is people that eat chicken nuggets.
If you have eaten a chicken nugget and you are currently Tony Hawk, please email us immediately at mechagenre@gmail.com.
It's concerning.
We this
how
is,
fast
it's concerning.
You need to email us,
this
bud.
Is, this is part of a scientific study which I am personally conducting along with my compatriots on this
hey buds,
podcast.
What came first, the chicken or the chicken nugget?
Tony Hawk.
Hold on.
Chicken or Tony Hawk?
Chicken or Tony Hawk?
Who can kickflip harder and faster?
No, but you're right. You know, I'll talk about as a good example. I'll talk about panel wash when I get around to shooting the back of my Zygok because absolutely have cracks that showed up after my panel wash. Well,
speaking of Bailey,
I just looked
just
real
you.
Close. Well, just as I looked real close to that Zygok, like just now, I saw no problems.
Yeah. They're definitely there. You
see,
just
he knows where they are.
I'll talk about it for sure. You know, when I get around to shooting the back.
But you know, yeah.
To get back to like the content metaphor, Tim, Child of Mecha, we get to see him fail, and anyone at Twitch really,
it's live.
We
That's
get
right.
to see them fail it, live.
It's rare.
You learn so much
in 1080p, man.
Yep.
And
super zoom.
Yeah, super zoom, and you're just like, fuck.
You can count the cells on his fingernails when he zooms in sometimes.
But like
it's rare though.
You get to watch it.
He's
you
got
get
the years of experience that you know. He'll actually talk through what might happen, you know, if he does something wrong, you know. But yeah, that's I think that's the advantage of a lot of the builders we've been able to watch go live these
just
days.
Just doing it badly.
Yeah.
Do it badly.
Everyone does it badly. I think that's what it runs down to. Mm-hmm. Somehow every episode's going to tie into doing it badly.
Nobody ever, you don't ever do it perfect.
No.
You just do it less bad.
Like, that's, I feel like that's the whole point of having a hobby to begin with.
Is you're never going to get to that
perfection
thing.
It's.
Someone is always going to be better at you at something else.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
end of the day.
And I mean, you might raise yourself up to that level eventually, but then there's going to be someone above you.
Well, I have no qualm. I have no.
You're always playing catch up.
Rule of two.
Right. Yep. Like I have no delusions about this. I will never be even close to the greatest Gunpla builder in even North America, even North Carolina. Like it just doesn't happen.
You know. Here's the thing.
Well, I mean, I'd say you're pretty close to him right now. So
no.
he's literally arm's length,
just to the right.
Negative. Negative. But here's the thing.
Negative.
What a good like goal is to be your best.
That's what I like to hear.
I mean, because that's what we talked about.
That's true, though. That's true, man. Enjoy it for yourself.
Students is to be. To think about your own progress, your own development.
Your own vision.
Yeah, exactly. Your own vision. And, you know, keep track of where you started and where you've ended up. And the idea of, like you said, to, you know, other people being, you know, better, that's fine. Because that is a goal you can set for yourself. And that is a learning that you can attain from watching others. Mm-hmm. That's what learning is happening, by the way. You know, modeling and looking at others and seeing the construction criticism that we talk about, understanding what can be done and building that into your own, development.
I mean, you're learning from others' failures.
Yeah.
There's no learning without the person who is teaching you
having
some kind of
before,
failure.
Yeah.
You can't learn. You can't grow by yourself.
It's like a hamburger. No, I can't.
What?
I can't.
No, there's no fucking food. You,
are
no
you sure?
Because
I thought I could
man.
Do it. I haven't been able to figure this
out. Someone's all right. You want to do food? Okay.
Joel's
someone
got
ha-
the food
someone
metaphors.
Has
okay.
to teach you to fucking cook. You don't come out of the womb.
That's good.
Not learning how to fucking cook for yourself.
Exactly.
How to
right.
fend for yourself.
Except for Paula Deen, who was built
but
to be
is,
a
all
cooking
it takes
butter golem.
Is one person, one Paula Deen. It takes one fucking person.
One butter golem can teach you.
To teach you something. One butter golem gets you through.
I'm glad we have at least that metaphor. Oh,
yeah, it's a good metaphor because it counts as food. And it's, yeah.
But I mean, golem, in real shit, though, I mean, like, the podcast, the what?
Butter golem.
The butter golem episode.
Failure in the legend of the butter golem.
Oh, my God.
But on some real shit, though, is that you really can't do this by yourself. Yeah. I will say you can't. You really can't. Tell
you
me
can.
You can do it by yourself.
You can't.
It
sucks.
Well, because guess what? You go on YouTube, someone else is teaching you.
Yeah, no, you technically don't, because unless you're literally sequestering yourself in a closet and building these things off the top of your head, like, you're going to go onto YouTube. You're going to use somebody else's content.
That's
you're
going to
learn from
something.
Someone else.
So that's the thing. Like, even if you are sequestered and you build a model kit and you compare that model kit to someone else's, you're using someone else.
You're still, like,
you have no barometer.
It's not, right. The barometer comes from the community. Other people are doing the same thing. You can take design experience.
Oh, man. It's like, did we just go full circle back to community?
Fucking full circle, boys.
Community is kind of like a big salad.
What?
What? It's like you mix it all up, and you put some carrots.
No. Oh my God!
That's so, still politics, man.
Oh, shit.
Fucking the Gumball community is like
it's
fucking,
like a food truck.
No, it's rally. A fucking farm. It's a goddamn farm.
It's like
right?
Four goats all eating out of the same trough.
Yeah, man. How did we just take the whole farm and just condense it down to four fucking goats?
You're thinking too wide. You're thinking my brain can't comprehend the entire farm.
We're not
but
the whole community.
Get the goats. I'm not saying we're goats. What do you think? We're goats.
There's just four of us, and we're surrounded
in a
trough.
That's just a coincidence. We're not the goats.
How the greatest of all time. Yes, we are. All
right.
Well,
that's a different
shit.
Thing.
We're the greatest of all time.
So we've discussed this in the past. Bailey and I took like 18 and 14 years to get to where we are of working without a close-knit community.
That's true.
And it took us a freaking long time to get here.
But even like Tino said, I wasn't in a closet. I was definitely learning the internet all the different shit.
I was reading every article I could read, but you can read as much about someone else's failure.
Gamera Bonner. I've learned a lot from his
fucking
website.
He's still adding shit to it.
Oh yeah.
Dom Barrage.
The Dom shit. That snap build. That snap build Dom. It's taking forever to build. I don't understand it. But here's the thing. You said what? 15 years?
Yeah, dude.
I've been only in this hobby for 2 or 3 years.
Right. That's
the
thing. And
learn from the community. And
I had such a big farm to fucking crop from. Mm-hmm. Right. Y'all were just stuck in the fucking trough with the other fucking
farm.
Nerds.
Yep.
I had a failure farm, man. I had a whole farm just to pick from. Be
we're
like,
over here
yo, you
dirt.
Fucked up with hand painting. Dope. Let me help you. But I fucked up with airbrushing. You help me.
So there you go.
We should get sponsored by Got to Be NC, man.
Oh
this
yeah.
Farm
Got
stuff.
To Be NC.
Yeah.
We're doing more farm shit than they are.
You can come see us at the state fair. We're gonna be judging the cows.
The next
classic farm to Gumpla table.
Farm to Gumpla table. I keep every miniature that I've ever painted. And some of those miniatures are like 16, 17 years old. Because I started miniature painting before I started Gunpla.
Yeah.
And I was real bad. And I know that I was real bad. And I'm saying that because I look at that now and I say, wow, I was really bad at that. But at the time, I know that I was doing the best that I could.
Yeah,
because
that's all you knew.
And I recommend that you keep something from your past. Like, take snapshots of your progress. Because then as you start to see the positive projection, you can see your trajectory improve, and it's very encouraging to see the effect of all that hard work that you're putting in. And the best way to do that is to just see yourself improve over time.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like the tires on a food truck.
No. Let him finish.
Hold up. It's like the tires on a food truck.
He's been failing this whole podcast.
That have run over a cantaloupe.
Okay,
and
I'm gonna let you keep going. Keep going.
Hold on, and
as long as this is a truck and not the Enterprise,
and the driver of the food truck,
keep it on tracks. We're still downtown.
Is
fucking a
busy street?
William Riker, the
I
first
fucking
officer
fuck!
Enterprise D,
damn
NCC 1701D.
We're
the,
actually
the
in 10 forward.
The galaxy class.
We're in the fucking.
What?
The holodeck?
Yes.
This was a holodeck simulation the entire time, and you all fell for it.
If you fail, you're just bad overall. End the podcast, boys.
Done.
We could really cut it right here. We'll see you guys later.
Yeah, thanks for checking out The Cutting Mat. We didn't introduce the name of the fucking podcast, by the way.
We introduced ourselves.
This is the Marvel way. We're introducing the name of the movie at the end of the movie.
Welcome to The Cutting Mat.
All right, Tino.
Endgame.
Sign us off, buddy.
Oh, hello, I'm Tino, your sign-off boy.
Wait!
Yeah.
Wait. We have some sponsors. I keep forgetting they help us out with this fucking podcast.
You should write them down.
Chili's.
Number one, Chili's. Thank you. They have baby back ribs. Come back all season.
Baby back ribs.
There we go. Beautiful. No, for real. We have USA Gundam Store. You want to talk about failure? You're not going to find it there. You're going to find great prices with a 10% discount.
That's what's up.
You're pointing at me, Brandon.
Huh. That's pretty good. It's pretty well done.
Yeah.
I'm just clever.
Yeah, it was pretty clever.
That was really good. Huh. But no, for real, USA Gundam's behind the podcast.
I think I'm drooling.
Wonderful online store. Adam is a pivotal part, I would say, of the community. Mm-hmm. He has been involved with this community since, God, like the beginning of time, it feels like.
And he's just an awesome dude.
He's an awesome. We talked about him in the community episode. He was literally undercover, just hanging out, having a good time in the GBA, and then just kind of popped. Like, oh, I'm Adam, by the way. I run USA Gundam Store.
This was a holodeck simulation the entire time.
Holodeck simulation, bud.
Surprise.
But go check him out. There's a bunch of pre-order stuff coming out, new stuff, new paints,
restocks
tools.
All the time.
Restocks all the time. Your email's going to be gifted with those stuff.
I got three emails about restocks today, and I am excited.
Hell yeah.
Restock emails are awesome. They like actually light up my whole day. Which is just, I live a dreary, sad existence. And then, wait, we have more
second
than one?
Sponsor.
Wait, you mean Chili's and then...
Well, no. Chili's is always going to be there. They're a little guardian angel. Like secret weapon miniatures.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, bud.
Hold on, are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, because guess what? Weapon. We're going to have a painting party.
Hell yes. We are going to get
Buster 10, because I want to try that color.
Yeah,
out.
I've got all the colors. We have literally every color in the Mecha and Wash lines.
Excited to fail at painting whatever kid I bring for this. Yes.
So have you ever painted a miniature before, Tino?
No.
Oh my, this is going to be fantastic. What we're going to do is we're all going to hang out. We're going to get on a camera of some kind.
This is going to be a long episode. You know what a painted typical white wino moms.
I'm a huge fan of...
I actually did one. I did with me and my girlfriend Rachel and her friend Rachel. Yeah.
Like you drink a bunch and then you paint something. And that's called cow tipping.
We all got together. I have never painted on a canvas in my whole life.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
It's a lot of fun.
The friction helps you really like...
But there's just a lot of moms where they say they're doing this, but it's just a big gossip party. They don't actually paint anything. We are going to... Take all of the weapons
secret
of mass
weapons.
Destruction, all of the paints that Secret Weapon Miniature has provided to us, and pretty much dump them out on the table. Well, not dump them out. And we're going to have a bunch of... we're going to swim in it. We're going to have a bunch of pre-primed miniatures, Gunpla pieces, terrain.
That's what's up.
And then we're going to paint it.
Yep. I'm gonna do some demos on shading, washing, highlighting, dry brushing, all of the basic miniature techniques. And we're all going to be experts at this by the end of the session. Everybody cool with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're okay with being an expert?
Yes.
Okay, you don't have a problem with that.
We're going to have some special guests with mm-hmm. us. Oh? It's going to be Anna. Your girlfriend's coming.
My girlfriend.
My girlfriend Rachel's coming.
My Gia.
We have Joe from Hangar 18 Hobbies.
Hey, that guy's cool.
Yeah. And I think Luke from the community.
Yay.
So it's going to be a big table. I think we're trying to do it on Twitch. And then we're also going to have some stationary cameras set up on YouTube. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be fun. But I think you're going to see the progress of, full circle. A lot of people failing. And then, hey, let me try a different way. I've got time. I've got good.
That's the trick. Do a bunch of things.
So huge shout out to Secret Weapon Miniature. You can find them on their website. I think it's just secretweaponminiatures.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Really great stuff if you are into miniatures, but they also have the new Mecha line that's really good for Gundam stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's very vibrant, pigment, beautiful, creamy paints. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Looks very good.
And they make things besides paints can. As well. So definitely check that out.
A lot of weathering. Really, oh, they have a snow set that I'm just...
God, itching. You're such itching. An ice queen, Joel.
I'm such an ice queen. And then, of course, Holy Mountain Printing, located in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's where we have the True Gunpla and, soon to be, the cutting mat shirts coming through.
Ooh.
Yeah. You can get stickers already. So we have some very nice vinyl die cut stickers. Thank you to James.
Thanks,
he does
James.
All the vinyl printing for sticker Dude. Needs.
Mm-hmm. Great, stickers.
Great stickers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got the Do It Badly shirt. We're going to be
Dude, with the
doing
Do It
that
Badly
shirt
shirts. I'm going to have to wear a shirt while I record from now on, but I think it's still going
to
be like a really nice
design. And then, you know, of course, all the communities that you know, support us, the Gunpla Builders Association, Team Helios, really everyone, anyone that listens to us, you're a sponsor. Give yourself a shout out. Give yourself a pat on the back because y'all been killing it. I know our episodes are far and few between, but we are setting up the Patreon and everything where you guys get bonus episodes. Really, I think the bonus episodes come at no cost. I think we're going to set it up that way to where if you just follow us.
Up.
Yeah, just sign up. You're good to go.
You can join without any kind of pledge. So that's a good...
And then everything you pledge, you get something physical. You get like a sticker, shirt, whatever it is. You'll get something physical you can grope in real life, including Tino. There'll be a tier where you can have a date with Tino.
We're going to ship Tino across the country to multiple locations. Our only request is that when you ship him back, please poke holes in the box.
Yeah.
Because we had a problem with that last
breathe.
Year. Yeah, and we don't want that to happen again.
I feel like Anna would be okay with this. So.
Yeah. Gives her some free time alone.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Watch movies or whatever.
And if you were listening to this podcast, you're already aware of how to listen to us. But as of a few weeks ago, all of these podcasts are going to be available for listening on mechagenre.com. Check out the header on the far right. There is the cutting mat item you can click on there. You'll see all of our podcasts.
Hell yeah. Awesome. And give us a review on iTunes.
Yep.
Or actually anywhere you can leave a review.
Give us a review everywhere. We're you know, always looking for reviews. We don't advertise or anything, and it'll be very helpful.
Yeah, it helps out a lot. We do little giveaways here and there. The last one we did was a $50 USA Gundam Store gift card, which, again, thank you, Adam, for donating.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Adam.
Before that, I think we did like some stickers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Next one, we're going to do a shirt. We're going to do a little shirt package.
Fantastic.
Cool. So when the new shirt comes out, we'll do a giveaway for it. And you can win a new shirt.
If someone besides me wins it, I guess my shirtlessness will just continue.
Yeah.
So this is good. I only budgeted 45 minutes for the outro, so we got 20-some left.
I think we're at the outro, bud.
Fine. That's pretty good. All right, good deal.
All right, Tino, sign us off, bud.
Oh, thank God. Hey, everybody. I'm Tino, your sign-off boy. You can find me at Big B Roman all over the internet. And to my left is...
Bailey, you can see me, especially on Instagram, Kamau_Zeta. And to my left,
I'm Brandon, Mechagenre, mechagenre.com, doc.concon.com.
Oh, shit.
It's back!
That con sucked.
Yeah, the documentary was pretty good.
Yeah, the documentary was great.
But the documentary about the documentary, now that's
Well, yeah, but the convention about the documentary about the convention was pretty good. Who are
you? Oh, yeah, hey. Hi,
who are
hi.
You?
Hello,
are you
I am
out?
True
Gunpla. You mean bye.
You're Tino?
I'm Tino. You find me at Big V Kamau Roman.
Genre.com.
True Gunpla, everything True Gunpla, the website. Like I said this last episode. Good God, I'm failing to commit to doing this website. TrueGunpla.com is live. There's going to be some new videos out coming out soon.
Gasp.
We're actually going to announce something here, boys. Playing Mode Create is being delayed because a lot of audio issues and using old gear and not knowing how to use correct audio issues.
There was some failage occurring.
And it's been far enough to where Brandon's changed like his whole layout. So it's not going to make any sense.
We're going
to
do it again.
We're going to do it again. And then
it's going to be real long. It's been growing out. So it's going to be
I bet it's going to be good.
Brandon, you're the first one.
Well, right.
Bailey, you're second. Tino, you're third, and then I'll do my workbench video fourth. I'll just have these guys film me.
We'll probably have to do twice.
We're gonna have to do a couple times.
Awesome! It's gonna be so much fun. I'm looking forward to that episode.
But thank you guys for listening to the Cutting Mat podcast. Until next time, you guys have a good one and enjoy the hobby for yourself, and just do it badly.
Do it badly.
Please, for the love of God, do it badly.
But seriously, like just
Tino, say it. Say it.
Do it badly.
Do it badly.
Bailey!
Do it badly.
Beautiful. Seriously.
Seriously.
Do
stop.
It. Just do it. If it's bad, it that's fine. God. Just look at what you did. Look at how you failed.
This podcast can't
ask people.
End.
You will do it better next time.
You'll do it better next time.
I just want to go home.
Wait,
now.
I know the metaphor now. I get it. I get it. Oh my God, I got it. Okay, this podcast is like a can of Cheese Whiz.